Welcome to the final level. Let's check your vitals. Energy. Bank balance. Sense of self. Identity. You are an asylum seeker. Bonus level available. Right to remain. If you can prove your need for safety, you could get refugee status and the right to work. You must answer the following questions. What is your date of birth? What is your nationality? Have you ever been convicted of a criminal offense? Do you speak other languages? When did you leave your country? Did you pass through other countries on your way to the UK? If your family or other people persecuted in the same way did not leave the area, why didn't they leave? Why did you leave and they didn't?
Why?
If you left family members
if
behind,
you left family
did you put
behind,
any measures in place to try and ensure their safety?
Which made you leave your country?
What was it about that final event or threat that made you leave at that point?
Why can't you return to your country?
What could happen to you if you did? Who are you in danger from? Do you have any medical or psychological problems? Are these a result of torture, mistreatment in your
home country? Did you experience torture?
Who attacked you?
What were they wearing?
What date did this
happen? Who attacked you?
What time did this happen?
When did it happen?
How did it happen?
Who attacked you?
Were they police or army or secret police? What rank were they?
What did they do to you?
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 How often did this happen?
How did you survive? Decision to refuse a protection and human rights claim. Right to remain cannot be unlocked. Error. You said that you were tortured but you do not have adequate evidence.
Error.
There are discrepancies in your reporting of dates of your torture.
Error.
You said that you are in danger but the system does not verify.
Error.
System overload.
Error.
System issue.
Why did you
level cannot be unlocked.
Why can't you return to your country?
You are an asylum seeker. Hello? Hello? I'm sorry, I don't know how many levels are remaining.
I am.
The system must. I must reboot. Reboot will take approximately 8 minutes. System rebooting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The new immigration law that is coming on is still putting pressure on asylum seekers, on migrants. Nothing has changed. Instead, the rules and the laws are being stiffened and toughened and even made more difficult for people to come into the country to live a life as human beings. People who are living it actually knows how bad it feels. So there are no lived experience, there are no people's feeling attached to those rules and regulations. They are just sitting down there in their high horse and, you know, writing all those immigration rules because they've got their status to cover. They've got, you know, that might in their mind to say, yes, we should do this because that's what it's right. But they haven't looked the other way around to say, if the coin was ever flipped the other way, would you want to be treated in the same way you're treating other people? Imagine if the land of England was to be Afghanistan. How would the people living in this country, how would you want to be treated? That's just what it means to me. I had a testimony of somebody who has just gotten a status after 14 years. 14 solid years that this person came into this country when she was 20. Then the person would have been 34. 14 years of that person's basic life youthful life has been taken away. That person's life has been damaged on waiting, kept on hold, doing nothing. Not have right to education, no right to work. You don't have a right to choice. That's what the system does. It is the system that has put people in that condition. So the system is actually built upon hostility. People seeking asylum do not have the right to work. They do not have the right to hold a UK driving license or bank account. They do not often have the right to education. Many of the daily challenges that asylum seekers face are because of their lack of financial independence. The Leave the Bank campaign is pushing to give asylum seekers the right to work.
You know, there has been multitude of asylum seekers who are in UK and they've got sufficient skills. You know, they've got degrees, they're doctors, they're solicitors. But because the way our system is structured, they're not allowed to work and they're not allowed to utilize those skills and provide for themselves. Hi, I'm Zane. I'm from Leicester and I've been working on the Lift the Ban campaign. I've been in UK for more than 13, 14 years now. I've got more than 12 years of first-hand experiences of being through the asylum process in the UK. You know, my case was initially refused and I went to my solicitor. Because I didn't have enough money, my solicitor, you know, couldn't help me no more. And I drafted my case by myself. I did that and then Home Office ended up accepting that they made a mistake and they gave me a chance of appeal, but they only gave me, I think, around 20 days or 21 days to basically now get a barrister and pay him £2,000 and go to a court and get myself represented. And because, you know, I wasn't allowed to work, I couldn't obviously get those £2,000 I needed. And obviously, as I'm living on £35, £36 a week, I was forced to go to the court by myself. When I was in the court, I said to the judge, look, my case is not black and white. I need more like proper legal representation and I need like proper submission. However, the judge refused my request and he told me that I can represent myself. I couldn't get proper legal representation because of not being able to work. There are so many systems which we've got put in place, which are basically benefiting one demographic of people and then neglecting one demographic of people. And that is a massive hindrance to people who are marginalized and people who don't have an equal say in the society. And no one is actually speaking out for them and no one is actually, you know, talking about the struggles. And that is why I'm so grateful for this podcast, because this podcast is providing us with a platform where some of our views and some of our struggles and some of the challenges which you are facing are now going to be heard. And there are going to be people out there who might resonate with us and who might take a stance. And it is so important that we do take a stance. So many humans have got such a good heart and good intention. Don't try to wait for a story which you read on the news, which states that, oh, this person was stuck in the system for 12 years and then he ended up committing suicide. And then you take action. Don't help them when it's too late for them to be helped. Listen to our stories and realize that we are speaking for so many people who are stuck with these restrictions, and help us, you know, be empowered. Help us. Just give us a right to work. That is all we are asking for. How you can support us is by signing the petitions and by being proactive and speaking out, you know, even in your circles, you know, when you see people who are not aware of these issues and struggles, take some of the initiatives and speak out and be open and stand up. Say to them that, look, this is what we believe is the truth. This is what we believe are going to help and create a more compassionate system for our society. Even just by you having this chat with your parents who might not be aware of these issues, would raise the awareness. And as you're raising more awareness, it's going to have this snowball effect. And, you know, it's going to take time. It's going to take a few months. It might take a few years. But let's start this process before more lives are ruined and before more kids are, you know, mentally traumatized and It's time we take responsibility and it's time we take action.
System rebooted. You have launched an appeal. Levels remaining unknown.
Player 1, asylum seeker.
Player 2, refugee.
Player 3, British citizen.
Sorry, you have not unlocked this.
A letter drops on to your doormat.
You're not legally allowed to call the UK driving license.
Select player 3.
Sorry,
you have not.
Really need to argue.
You can say the argument on you.
Oh. And I said,
well, I don't know what these people
want me to do. It's trouble.
Select player 3.
Sorry,
you have not unlocked this player
You
yet.
Have launched an appeal. Welcome to level 1. Remaining. Unknown. Thanks for listening to this episode of We Are Voices. It was produced by the We Are Voices team. Our senior producers are Bridie Addison Child and Jude Shapiro. You heard contributions from Carlos, Ngozi, Safi, Alvina, Tanu, Zane, Annie, Rima, Diamond, and of course, me.
We Are Voices is made by the Voices Network in collaboration with the British Red Cross and supported by players of People's Postcode Lottery.
The Voices Network is an independent organisation that shares the voices and personal views of refugees and asylum seekers. We believe that every refugee matters. If you do too, join us and stand up to say, we need a kinder and more compassionate way to support refugees. Visit everyrefugeematters.redcross.org.uk to pledge your support.